PG&E serves 47 counties in California, 42 of which have high fire zones. This year's wildfire season is expected to be especially challenging. According to CAL FIRE, around this time last year, the state had experienced about 3,000 individual wildfires. This year, CAL FIRE has counted over 6,000 wildfires. Mary Bell Batcher is president of the California Public Utilities Commission, which oversees PG&E's efforts to prepare for the wildfire season.
With climate change-driven weather events, our wildfire seasons are starting earlier and ending later, and they are persistently more severe. After a dry winter and warm spring, we are likely in store for a long and difficult wildfire season. These weather events, when combined with negligent maintenance of a utility's electrical system, can lead to disaster. While shutoffs are one tool available to the utilities to protect public safety, they are a measure of last resort.
Batcher says the convergence of wildfire emergencies with the COVID-19 pandemic could have especially disastrous consequences for medically vulnerable people who depend on electricity to power the medical equipment that keeps them alive. Last year, 2 million people were affected by PG&E's temporary power outages in an effort to reduce wildfire risk from its aging equipment. Batcher also emphasized that PG&E's haphazard way of alerting its customers of power shutoffs cannot be repeated this year. Of the 9 Bay Area counties, 7 are expected to be impacted, as well as Lake, Mendocino, and Humboldt counties. Michael Lewis, interim president of PG&E, says the utility has partnered with community-based organizations to help get the word out about wildfire readiness.
I take full accountability for what's happened in the past, and I will take full accountability for what's going to happen in the future. It's our intent to not only meet your expectations, but to exceed them this year. As soon as we restored the last customer affected by PSPS events last fall, we made a commitment to our customers, the communities we serve, and this commission that PSPS events this year will be smaller in size, shorter in length, and smarter in execution for our customers.
Lewis says that PSPS, public safety power shutoff events, are expected to be 30% smaller than last year and will last 12 hours, not 24 hours. As part of its wildfire mitigation efforts, he says the utility has doubled its helicopter fleet and have added 2 new airplanes equipped with infrared sensors, allowing them to inspect power lines at night. Additionally, he says PG&E has installed 100 cameras in high fire areas and plans to install an additional 200 by the end of the year to increase situational awareness. Many of the Public Utility Commission's questions were directed at PG&E's efforts to support medically vulnerable and disabled customers. Lori Giamona, Senior Vice President of PG&E, says they are working with the CFILC, California Foundation for Independent Living Centers, to distribute batteries to provide backup energy in the event of a shutoff. She says they have so far identified 13,000 medically vulnerable customers.
By September, we will have procured 3,000 batteries. Now, I realize that that feels like a 10,000 delta. That's why we're working with, not everyone needs a battery, as our customers have indicated. We're also going to be leveraging the CFILC to provide other services for customers where a battery might not be appropriate. COVID has slowed the supply chain down.
Giamona also says the utility plans to provide hotel vouchers and food stipends and diesel backup generators to support essential services like emergency shelters, food banks, and COVID testing sites. In the event of a shutoff, PG&E says customers will be notified 3 times, 2 days ahead of the event, 1 day before, and immediately before the power shuts off. PG&E claims it is on track to meet its mitigation targets. However, if the utility doesn't deliver on its promise to do a better job this year, it could be replaced. In July, the California legislature approved SB 350, which authorizes the Public Utilities Commission to replace PG&E with Golden State Energy, a publicly owned nonprofit, should the utility fail to overcome bankruptcy or fail to safely operate its energy services. I'm Chris Lee, reporting for KPFA.